from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's been 25 minutes.
And the 2-2 to Bobby. Swing and a fly ball center field and deep. Back goes Rojas. It is gone. A line drive home run to straightaway center field. 111 off the bat. And the Royals are on the board.
Well, Bob, that was about the only good thing about yesterday.
Yeah, there were two other home runs yesterday in that game that the Royals had, but they only scored three runs, three solo shots. That was it, but boy.
Mikel would home run, and so would MJ, but they would still end up losing again 11-3.
11-3. Royals hit three home runs, and they lose 11-3. You buying that? No. Oh, wait, that actually did happen. Two nights in a row, they got their teeth kicked in, right, against Philadelphia, and you just got to flush this weekend, bro, and move on. Like, there's nothing you can do, because everything you're playing for still in front of you, beginning today at noontime here on 96.5.
Must be
fan,
nice,
right?
Alex and Cody.
Yeah, Alex and Cody go to Vegas and come home and do an hour show. Like, do you think they did any sort of work last night getting ready for this hour? Probably not, right?
What do you do? So two segments and two breaks.
Yeah, woo! Really working hard today, Alex and Cody. And then you got Carrington, who is not going to see the light of day on the air for I don't know how long, because you got two games today, day games, night games, all kinds of games going on. So it's busy time for the Royals. But this weekend, man, you just got to flush it and move on, because I didn't learn anything, if you will, if you want to use that phrase, which is stupid. But I didn't learn anything about the Royals this weekend that I didn't already know. Right. You knew their bullpen wasn't any good. And boy, Will Smith, welcome to the party yesterday. You really poured some gasoline on that one yesterday, my friend. I mean, I don't think you can pitch Will Smith in a situation anymore that is dire, is meaningful. If he's going to be on this roster, Will Smith has got to be just strictly mop-up role, man. That guy's got a 6 ERA right now. So I don't think anything that we saw this weekend is any different than what I thought about this team going into the weekend, right? Like, you had Lugo and Singer on the mound on Saturday and Sunday. You lose both of those games. But I think secretly, Dusty, we were all trying not to mention, like, Lugo getting up there with that innings limit and Singer kind of coming back down to earth a little bit. We knew the bullpen wasn't any good, and we kind of saw that on hand. And, you know, they didn't take advantage of opportunities early in the game. Alec Boehm is running off the field, with two outs in the first inning, totally forgot how many outs. Royals can't take advantage of that. And so they kind of lost that one early yesterday. And then, you know, Will Smith kind of threw gasoline on the fire. But I don't walk away from this weekend feeling any different about the Royals. I still think they're going to win the division. They got four against Cleveland. They're three back. Let's go. Let's do business today.
Yeah, I mean, it's like you said, it's a flush and move on. Look, I asked on X, you know, they had a list of the next 20 games. I said, if you go 10-10, are you happy? Almost unanimously, everybody, without the funny, cheeky people, like, no, I want to go undefeated. Like, I get
what you're doing. Thanks, Coach.
I thought you had a burner account for a second.
Oh, no, I don't have time for a regular one.
Right. And so, look, you lose 2-3 to Philadelphia. The common consensus of the question was that, yes, that'd be 500. They'd still be 15 games above 500 at the end of that 20-game series, and they'd be a for sure playoff team. I think the stat I heard Friday night's game from Jake Eisenberg was they're now further away from being out of the playoffs than they are to winning their division. Because they're 4.5 up on Boston, but they're three behind Cleveland.
Yeah, Boston tanked over the weekend, too. I mean, they were terrible over the weekend. Minnesota giving one away yesterday.
Really, it was just Cleveland and New York that did everything right, and Cleveland really didn't do a ton of things right. They just gained a game.
Yeah.
Or I guess two. But hey, four's coming up. Like, this is it. You had 9 hours. I don't know who got more sleep, us or the Royals, because this is where it goes. And I think listening to Vern's postgame show, the common narrative that I kind of discovered is that I'm not saying that this team has to play perfect, but they kind of got to play perfect.
They kind of do.
If they
yeah.
don't capitalize on an error, or they have an error, or they leave, you know, a guy on in the first. Because what was it Sunday? You were there.
Yeah, right.
Mikel base hit. Bobby base hit.
Yeah.
And nothing. And it's like, you got to get that in.
You got to score there. Like, as soon as right. Mikel Garcia led off the game with a hit, I'm like, all right, we got some runs right away. You're like, all right, we got some runs. And then nothing happened. And they didn't take advantage of that. And you've seen them in games before really take advantage of that. Like, for me, you know, it's not automatic, obviously, mm-hmm. but it feels like when Garcia leads off a game and gets on, that's a run. Because yeah. you got Bobby, you got Vinny, you got Salvi coming up right behind him. And those guys have been kind of RBI machines, mm-hmm. you know, for this ball club this year. But it just didn't happen like that yesterday. And so they didn't take advantage of their opportunities, had a couple of errors. Bobby, you know, a little shaky in the field yesterday. Probably should go back to Omaha and get that thing figured out before the playoffs start, I would suggest.
Anyway. For sure.
You know, got to get that figured out. You got the yips big time.
Yeah.
But in all seriousness, like, you didn't take advantage of those opportunities. And against good teams like, you know, Philadelphia, considered a good team, even though they weren't playing good baseball, they make you pay for not taking advantage of those opportunities. It's like the Chiefs. Like, you don't take advantage against an opportunity against the Chiefs, they're going to stick a fork in your neck and make you bleed out. That's just kind of the way that it goes.
The other thing, too, is that you had a pitching matchup yesterday that should have been on paper completely dominant, because you didn't have to go against their ace. They put in a guy that was a failed first-round draft pick out of Atlanta. He was, like, what, 10-14 with a 5 ERA in his career in the MLB.
And he locked down the Royals.
And the offense was lifeless. It didn't, like you said, they had a chance to put up some runs in the first inning, which could have completely changed the trajectory of that game with your, you know, RBI leader in Vinny Pasquantino, nothing. Mm-hmm. Salvador Perez, base hit or ground ball to Bohm, and all of a sudden you're like, okay, extra out.
Right.
Take advantage. Fall flat on your face. Three runs.
Because Salvi was not running down the line on that play to Bohm at all. Like,
yeah,
Bohm,
he was
like,
right in front of you.
I didn't know if Bohm was like mocking Salvi at first because of how slow Salvi was running down the line. But then I realized, oh, Bohm has no idea how many outs there are. This guy's running off the field. And like, the dugout's like, stop!
I had the same reaction as Hamilton Porter from Sandlot when Smalls runs the ball into center field. I go, the hell is he doing?
Yeah.
Like, I was like, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
And then luckily Hudler had the same one. I was like, I want to make sure I wasn't on like Pat McAfee's level when I was watching. Cause I was am I watching this right? Like, he just tapped the base and then he's talking to himself. So he knows he messed up.
Oh yeah. And he still could have thrown Salvi out and fired it across the diamond. Cause Salvi, I mean, I don't blame him. It's 100 degrees. You know, you only have so much energy as a human. There's really no reason to run that thing out. And all of a sudden, Salvi's like, oh, this guy's running off the field. I better hustle down the first. And then here we sit. And then, you know, you didn't get an opportunity to break that thing open. That was an opportunity right there. So you got to capitalize on those against the good teams. I promise you, if you get in that situation with Cleveland today, you got to take advantage of it or you're going to see the same result.
The other thing that I think is interesting is at what point do you see this team kind of show you their sort of playoff sort of roster? Right, because we can sit here and talk until, you know, the cows come home about, oh, Lugo and his arm and his innings and it's getting up there. It's like, okay, but you have a guy in your minor league system right now, in Alec Marsh,
mm-hmm.
who you could bring up and be like, hey, we're, you know, and I get it. This is where it's also tough. There's, you know, it's a damn double blade here because you really can't afford to mess up right now, but you've also got to gear up. So
why you're rolling out, you know, Cole Reagans today, right? And then Alec Marsh later on, but
which Reagans is your blood stopper.
Yeah.
He has been the last two times.
That guy all year. Yeah.
But I mean, in recency,
yep.
did it against Boston. Didn't forget who he did against this other time, but lost to,
was it Minnesota?
Yeah. Lost two, stopped it. Now you go play a doubleheader against Cleveland today. You play a 4-game series. You're 3 games back. In my opinion, you have to go 500 against Cleveland. You have to go 2 out of 2 against Cleveland. Some people say, no, you need 3 out of 4. That's fine.
You'd love to take 3 out of 4.
Right. But also the thing is that my perfect scenario for the playoffs, because Michael Wacha has been fantastic and Alec Marsh has a fresh arm. At what point do we start seeing the Will Smiths, the Zerpas, the guys that just continue to bring gasoline to the campfire and see them just be like, you know, almost the Billy Butler route that Ned would do. He's like, hey, man, we're getting to that point. Like, we don't really have a spot for you. I know your legacy in Kansas City. It is what it is. But you're just not doing it for us because you're hitting into double plays. How frustrating was it in 14 when Billy Butler would come up? You'd have a guy on first, double play, turn. Yeah. It's like Ned finally was like, sorry, man, we can't afford this right now. So at some point, you have to be like, you know what? We have, let's say Singer in a game is going four innings, has 75 pitches, and it's like, look, it just ain't happening today. We're going to bring in Alec Marsh or we're going to bring in Michael Wacha for the fifth, sixth, seventh, and eighth.
Yeah.
They can throw four innings. Then that leaves you Irsig if it is, in fact, where it's at. And if you have to lean on Schreiber or something like that, then maybe you can bring him in. But that limits the gasoline coming to the fire. That gives you a little bit more stability in your bullpen, which you definitely need because we know what it is, guys. I'm not going to sugarcoat anything. The bullpen will be the reason your team gets out of the playoffs.
No question. No question.
When they make the playoffs.
No question.
I think this is a playoff team.
It's a playoff team, but they get knocked out early because the bullpen can't get the job done.
There's
going to
be one of those games where it's 3-3, eighth inning.
Yeah.
Damn it.
But you have to manage the bullpen now differently. And I think it really kind of does start today. Like, you know, I was sitting, you know, with my wife yesterday and she's like, oh, they got to win this game. And so I pulled the cue and I go, or what? We cancel the rest of the season? And she goes, well, you know what I mean? Like, no, I understand what you mean. But like, I think we have to start managing these games now.
Correct.
Beginning today, like they're postseason games. Because they essentially are. Like, you have a nice lead against the White Sox, or against the Red Sox, right? And the White Sox, for that matter.
Real good lead against them.
Really good
about
lead against
40 of them.
31 and 100. Oh, my God.
Hate to see it.
God, that is, I mean, just, I don't know what I'm more surprised by, the 31 wins or the 100 losses. Like, they only won 31 times this year. Like,
only once against the Royals.
I mean, my God.
At least we only have one bad mark. But no, you're right.
But like in a tight situation, Will Smith's not invited to the party anymore.
Sorry.
Like Angel Zerpa, you're not invited to the party anymore. You may have to ask Irsig to go two innings. You may have to ask, well, that's about it.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Marsh and Wacha. I go, look, Wacha's been probably their best pitcher this month outside of Cole Reagans.
Yeah.
But again, like that's just what it's gotta be. This is, and a lot of things as I bring this up, it's like when the Chiefs got embarrassed on Christmas Day, they went in that locker room and Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes sat down, they said it's Rice. It's Kelsey and it's Pacheco, and we'll make this work.
And we'll make it work.
That's how we're going to have to survive. And what they do, they won the whole freaking thing.
Well, you're going to have to rely on like Cole Reagans, man. You're going to have to go deep into the game, and the nerds with the pitch counts need to sit the F down because this is a situation where we're fighting for our playoff lives right now, and the bullpen doesn't give you the opportunity to win.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In games.
No doubt.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.